Y'all never used anything like Fatback?
No.
Okay. I was wondering kind of breads your mother might have made, because I know y'all, you mentioned that y'all grew a lot of wheat and things
oh,
like
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah, she baked. It was a real treat to have bakery bread when we were kids.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't know how well we had it, really. She baked a lot of bread.
What kinds? I'm just curious.
Well, mostly white bread. Dad didn't, my dad never did like wheat bread, but she did occasionally, but he liked just plain white bread.
And what did she make, what did she use to make that bread rise up?
Yeast.
So they did use,
they had yeast.
Okay. She ever make cornbread?
Oh, yeah.
Were there different kinds of cornbread?
Oh yeah, straight cornbread, cornbread and cracklings, and which was the, after they rendered the lard out, they had what they called cracklings that were left that they put in the cornbread. Huh. And that was about basically it.
Did she ever, did you, is that what you would call it? You'd call it cornbread though?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have called it pone or,
no.
or anything
no.
like that?
Okay.
Yeah. Can you remember the first time you ever had a soft drink growing up? Was that something that came around later or?
Oh yeah, they had, they had a store at the old town site of Great Divide, and we went there for, they had church there on Sunday school, church there on Sundays at Great Divide Hall. And they had the store, which had candy and pop and stuff like that.
Okay.
They had the old gunny sack coolers to cool the pop. I don't know if you know what that is or not.
No, tell me. It's like a...
Well, they'd make a cage or a box, and then they put for the sides and stuff, they'd make it out of gunny sack, and then they'd keep the gunny sacks wet. Same principle of the desert water bag.
Mm.
Same principle. Mm. Evaporation would
keeps it cool.
Would keep cool.
Like an early ice chest.
Right.
That's what it was like.
Yeah.
It just astonishes me how ingenious folks
yeah.
were back then. I just
yeah.
Am amazed
yeah.
at how ingenious y'all were.
Well, yeah, you had your, for refrigeration, you had your, for your milk and stuff, you usually had a spring house or a hole in the ground that you, they used a barrel or an old crock or something that they'd bury in the ground and keep wet around it and that they put their milk down into it. And, like that to keep it cool.
Guess you had to. We don't even think about that nowadays.
Yeah, you don't think about that. Mm-hmm. And we used to put up ice in the wintertime. And
where did you get the ice?
Oh, off the ponds, and there were ponds and live water. And people stopped up live springs and stuff and had ponds. And mm-hmm. You'd cut ice off them and put in. Ice house, what they used to call the ice house,
mm.
which covered that with straw from the threshing. You, of course, those days you didn't do like they do now with the combines. You had straw in the straw stacks. You fed